SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. World leaders reacting to the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a Russian prison, and they're blaming President Vladimir Putin. BBC correspondent Frank Gardner reports on reaction from the Munich conference.
Russia, Ukraine, and the war on Europe's eastern borders were always set to dominate this conference. But now the perceived threat from Moscow has been brought into sharp focus. The sudden, untimely death in a Russian prison camp of President Putin's most prominent critic has provoked universal condemnation of the Kremlin here. Meanwhile, the questions over NATO persist.
Two Army Reserve soldiers killed in a Middle East drone attack 3 weeks ago have been remembered at funerals in Georgia. Sergeant Kennedy Sanders and Sergeant Brianna Moffitt were very close friends and served together in the 926 Engineer Battalion based at Fort Moore, Georgia. They died along with a third soldier, Staff Sergeant William Jerome Rivers, on January 28th. Also at srnnews.com, political contributor Matt Conatetti says the White House has no need to keep lecturing Israel about showing restraint in Gaza.
It would be helpful. It would be worthy to do that. And we should recall, too, that the IDF has taken great pains following America's advice in order to reduce civilian casualties, thereby actually increasing the risk to Israeli soldiers.
And he says, given that President Biden cannot back down now, there's no way.
What's important now is for Biden to retain his original commitment to Israel that he said in the aftermath of October 7th. He called Hamas ISIS. And when America decided to go to war against ISIS, we didn't stop.
This is SRN News. Now, the Southern Baptist Convention issues a voter guide.
It's called The Nations Belong to God, a Christian guide for political engagement. And it was put together by the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission just in time for the accelerating 2024 election cycle. ERLC spokesman Miles Mullen tells the Christian Post, quote, "This guide casts a vision for political engagement that goes beyond just voting, but encourages Christians to be involved at every level of politics in a way that honors the Lord." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Good news from Pakistan. The government there announcing that beginning this fall, Christian students in the public schools will no longer be forced to study Islam. In fact, a new curriculum is to be introduced this year, and officials say it will allow young Christian people to learn more about their faith, including lessons on the Bible and Jesus Christ. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rhonda Rockstra says Colorado authorities issuing an arrest warrant for a former funeral home owner.
Police say the 33-year-old woman kept a deceased woman's body in a hearse for 2 years at a residence where cops also found the cremated remains of at least 30 people. The grisly discovery occurred February 6th during a court-ordered eviction of a Denver house rented by the owner of Apollo Funeral and Cremation Services in a Denver suburb. The business has been closed since September 22nd. Colorado has no routine inspections of funeral homes or qualification requirements for operators. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Authorities in Virginia investigating the cause of a house explosion that killed one firefighter and injured 10 more and leveled a home in the small town of Sterling. Firefighters were called to the home by a report of gas smell Friday evening. Short time later, that blast took place while the firefighters were inside the home. More details at srnnews.com.